It's the single greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios, it's the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel and by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Ow. Now, here's Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton.
Good Monday morning to you. How you doing? Hope you're safe and sound. Had a good weekend. Beautiful yesterday, man. What a lovely day in the neighborhood. A little rainy, but it's getting on out of here. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Pat and Cook, John Burton, Greg Pogue. Hello, fellows.
What's up? Good morning. Happy Monday. Another victory Monday for the two-tone blue.
Yeah, and 27-3. Everybody saw that coming, right?
Oh, yeah. Remember I predicted that exact same score on
Friday. I don't
even
know why they played.
Picking with the picker. Yeah, exactly. Man, you know what? A couple of observations off the bat. I'm interested to hear what you guys have to say, but I knew the Chiefs' defense was bad. I didn't know it was that bad. These guys can't stop a nosebleed. And Steve Spagnuolo is a guy I have a lot of respect for going back to his days with the Giants. He was the defensive coordinator of that Giants team that beat the 17-0 Patriots in the Super Bowl, Super Bowl 42. Now, listen, he had Justin Tuck and O.C. Umajura and Michael Strahan, which is jump-off point. But, you know, they look listless out there defensively. And as far as Patrick Mahomes goes, I mean, this guy just signed a $500 million contract. I think the world of him, big fan of his. But we talked about this a few weeks ago. And the consensus, well, not the consensus, but a lot of people around the league, you know, insiders say that they've kind of got this guy figured out. If you make him drop back and have to make decisions, you know, he's not as effective. And you saw what the Titans did yesterday. You know, a lot of times on obvious passing downs, they would just go with the two deep safeties, man under, make him sit in the pocket and make a decision. And you can tell he doesn't trust his offensive line. Titans got after him yesterday, 4 sacks. I can't say enough about this Titans defense. You know, I killed them last year, but, man, they look like they're finding their stride. You know, banged up in the secondary, everybody performed well. David Long is a force at middle linebacker. That guy is a stud. And Bud Dupree, it was nice to see him, you know, get a sack. And Harold Landry, you know, the pass rush is starting to get home. If they can play like this defensively, you know when healthy that offense is going to move the ball and score points. We knew that back in June after the Julio trade, even before the Julio trade. But, you know, overall, they're starting to put it together. They're 5-2, and I know a lot of people are complaining on Twitter, how come we're not getting, you know, more national attention? Look at what we did in 6 days. We beat the Bills and the Chiefs. Just keep winning. The attention will come. So, solid effort all around by the Titans. You can't say enough about them. They're 5-2, and they are right there in the AFC.
Yeah, and a lot of things, too. I wouldn't start throwing dirt on the Chiefs just yet. It's one thing to be where you are in September and October. Let's see where they are in January, December and January. Because they have health issues, especially.
They do, but I think they're going to struggle just to make a wild card. Now, listen, they play my team a week from tonight, so they'll get right. They'll be fine. They play the Giants. They stink. And Mahomes will look like old Patrick Mahomes and be like, oh, see, the Chiefs are back. But I don't know, man. Chiefs don't look right, bro.
Yeah. Well, it's never as bad as it looks. It's never as good as it looks.
Right.
And I like the approach. The Titans came out really just put the hammer down right away. They went to really almost like a what do you want to call it?
Like a two-minute
tempo,
drill.
A tempo.
Up-tempo,
a tempo.
Yep.
And Tannehill connects his first 11, 21 out of 27, 270 to one of the touchdown to A.J. Brown. A.J. with a big day. They sold out. The Kansas City defense sold out to stop Derrick Henry. Mm-hmm. They did a decent job. 29 carries, 86 yards, I think is – longest carry maybe was, what, 11 yards,
yep.
I think, something like that.
Yep.
And so they sold out there. That opening drive, then bang, right after that, another 97-yard. When it was 14-0, you could just sense the air going out of the Chiefs. Because they've got issues right now. I don't think
– their offensive line is terrible.
Yeah, and I think it's fixable issues for them. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I wouldn't – you know, like I said, get back to me in mid-December. Let's see where both these teams are.
I'll listen to that.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Because this is a team in the Titans that are good enough to beat the Bills and the Chiefs and back in 6 days and then lose to the Jets.
See, that's – and that's why – and I know I'm going to get killed for this. If I'm doing a power rankings in the AFC, I still have the Bills number one.
I do too.
I know a lot of people are going to drive off the road right now saying, Burton, you're an idiot. How could you say that? We beat the Bills.
Well, we encourage that.
Right, exactly. Yeah, but, you know, if Josh Allen keeps his footing, I know ifs and buts were candy and nuts. Right. Every day would be Christmas. But I still have to hold that loss to the Jets over your head, Titans fans. I still have to, you know. But, hey, listen, these are the most impressive back-to-back wins for any team in the AFC, in my opinion. And you're right there. But, you know, if I'm being honest, I'm, you know, again, I'm not a fan. I'm not emotionally attached to this particular football team. I cover them and I talk about them and I analyze them here on the radio and I report on what they do on TV. You know, I still got to put the Bills number one, but, you know, we're going to get into, I'm sure, a lot of stuff that happened around the league. I mean, you got to start, you know, counting the Bengals in there. The Bills are still right there. I agree with you. Don't count out the Chiefs, you know, because I think what we've seen is correctable. So, but, you know, be happy you're 5-2. Got a big game coming up, road divisional game against the Colts. Colts gutted out a win last night in San Fran. So, you know, we're hitting that stretch of the season where things are really going to start to ramp up in terms of, you know, position, where you are division-wise and playoff-wise.
Yeah, and in that division, do we really think the Raiders, well, who knows what the Raiders are going to do? They're 5-2.
Right, exactly.
I give it to them, but you don't.
You are what your record says you are, but you're right. Yeah, you know, is this sustainable? Are they going to be able to rally around the fact that, hey, we lost our head coach, but, you know, we're gonna play for, I don't even know the name of the interim head coach, you know, is that sustainable? I don't know. We'll see.
The thing that gets me, and a couple things. One, this time last week, Greg Maben was on, what, the Cardinals practice squad, and Bobby Hart. Isn't he a wrestler? Wasn't Bobby Hart a wrestler?
No, that was Jimmy Hart, the Mouth of the South, okay, who was a manager. Bret Hart.
Yeah, there you go.
Hall of Famer, best there is, the
no
best
Bobby,
there was.
No, Bobby,
best,
yeah. No, Bobby.
No, there was Owen Hart, God rest his soul.
All right, but Bobby Hart was on the practice squad of the Bills.
Mm-hmm. Former and, Giant,
and,
Bobby
and,
Hart.
And played a lot with the Giants. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's good or bad. But anyway, for Bobby Hart.
Have you seen their offensive line lately?
They, I mean, those two guys, they pull them off the scrap heap. And by the end of the game, you know, they're making plays. The thing about the defense I like, they got after the quarterback. They were making tackles in open field. Mm-hmm. The strip, Byard on Mahomes. But they kept, I like the way they were the aggressor. And then by the time it was 24-0, the Titans had outgained Kansas City 259-35.
Yeah, I saw that. You know. I saw that very
now,
stuff.
Patton, you were there, and you never got comfortable at 24-0, and the Chiefs had
You are a true fan, man. It's never over until triple zeros on the clock, right?
Yeah, everybody was breaking out their victory cigars. I'm still sitting my hands under my legs. I don't know. I just never did really feel comfortable. But I will say this, and we talked about it all kind of off-season long, pick your poison. And I thought this was the ultimate pick-your-poison game because if you single up Julio and A.J. both, one of them is going to be open. Mm-hmm. And yesterday it was A.J., just a fantastic performance from him yesterday. And that defense and Kevin Byard, all off-season I was wondering, have we kind of been fooled into that kind of interception season that he had? But he's just jumping off on the tape right now. He is just showing up pretty much every single play.
The last 3 weeks, this guy's been fantastic. Think about the you know 3 weeks he had: scoop and score against Jacksonville, an interception, big interception in the Bills game that kind of turned the momentum of that game, and then yesterday the caused fumble on Patrick Mahomes, who you got to have better ball security than that, Patty. But, yeah, I mean, because, listen, I was the same way. During the offseason, I was wondering, I'm like, did we pay too much? We all love Kevin Byard, right? You know, but did we maybe pay too much for this guy? Did we overpay, you know, for this guy? And I'm a guy that says you are worth whatever someone is willing to pay you, but ... right? But he's back to being, like you said, the ball hawk, you know, where the ball just finds him, Kevin Byard. So that's good to see. And you know, big picture-wise, man, you know, we talked about the Chiefs and where they are right now, and it's not always who you play, right? It's when you play them and what their situation was. Now, I want to go back to what you said, Greg. Bobby Hart ended up playing left tackle because Kendall Lamb, who was filling in for Taylor Lewan, got hurt and had to leave the game. So he did a nice job. Raidens came in. I think he played – didn't he play some right tackle and some
left guard. Saffold,
yeah. So they finally
for Saffold.
Yeah, and you know, by and large, I'm not an expert on interior line, you know, play, but by and large, they both seem to do a pretty decent job. And Tannehill barely got touched, and you didn't hear their names called, so that's always a good sign. So this is a team that's still banged up in some key areas, but are still. But the skill guys were all healthy yesterday, and they all contributed. Right, Derrick Henry contributed because, like you said, Chiefs sold out to stop him. AJ had a big game. Julio had a couple of big catches. Tight ends made some plays. You know, if they can get that offensive line healthy, who knows, man?
Yeah, AJ yesterday, 8 catches, 133 yards, touchdown. And then Derrick Henry, you got to love the play call on the little jump pass to Michael Pruitt. As a matter of fact, he actually led Michael Pruitt to where he needed to go.
Yeah, he threw to a spot.
So, like
a good quarterback should.
But yeah, good win, 5-2 on the season. Now, going to Indy. Mm-hmm. Indy last night looked pretty impressive, 30-18 at San Fran. Carson Wentz looked good. Jonathan Taylor may be the third or fourth best running back in the league right now. I'll put him in the top five for sure.
He looked good last night, man. He was running hard. They opened up some nice holes for him in the rain. What you got to do on the road in sloppy conditions, man, you got to pack your defense and your running game, and the Colts did that last night.
Well, the Colts are 3-4, 5-2 are the Titans, so if the Colts win, they're only a game back in the standings, okay? Mm-hmm. Indy opened as a 2.5-point favorite. It's now just a pick'em game, so that should tell you, and I think it's you better – it's what – I think this is like it's in the league anyway, because you'll see a team that has no business losing to this team or that team. And if you don't bring your A game, it doesn't matter in the NFL. This isn't the SEC where you can go through the motions and win by 3 touchdowns.
Right.
I think it's going to be a really good one.
I mean, look at, you know, like I said, that's why I'm holding that Jets game over the Titans' heads, you know.
Maybe a learning experience for them. That team needs to learn. Dane Cruikshank, 8 tackles. And David Long had 8 tackles, by the way. He's just a machine. But, you know, that just shows you how deep they had to go down into the, you know, Cruikshank usually crutch. Elijah Molden had 8 tackles. And what does that tell you? Those are secondary and next-level tackles. And I thought they really tackled in open space very well. They ran to the ball. They played obviously the best defense they've had played all year. And they got after Mahomes, sacked him 4 times. Danico Autry coming along good. Good to see him.
He had a solid game yesterday.
2 sacks. And so, I thought it was – and then Brett Kern, I'm going to talk about complimentary football. Mm-hmm. Bullock making field goals left and right. And then Brett Kern had 2 punts. Both of them went inside the 5.
They were both down right where I was sitting in the press box. And I was
How did they get in there?
What's that?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying.
Come through the window?
Steve Martin?
Oh, also. Yeah, he was. Okay.
But, man. I mean, offense, defense, special teams, you talk about complimentary football, et cetera, and to be able to win while overcoming the injuries that this team has had, I mean, it's – you know, it's a sign of it. It's good coaching, you know. Vrabel's kind of a pain in the butt from a media standpoint, but he's a damn good coach. And that's been proven.
Well, we got some sound from Vrabel here. What do we have over there, Patton? Or Tannehill as well. What do you want to give us?
Yeah, we got Ryan Tannehill talking about the offensive flow yesterday, and it really just started off right at the beginning of the game.
Yeah, it feels great. You know, like you said, there's been other stretches where we've been in a groove, and we did some good things today. So, like I said, we just need to stay the course, you know, keep building on what we did. There's still a lot of things that we got to clean up today. You know, we didn't come out and execute well in the second half. You know, they knew we were going to try to run it and wear down the clock and burn Derek and get him as many carries as we can. And we didn't execute well enough to run off the clock and sustain first downs there in the second half. So we still have a lot of growth to get from this. But you know, we did some good things and can build on it moving forward, no doubt.
A lot easier to talk about what you need to correct after a dub, right? Look, it's pretty obvious, and Tannehill kind of referred to this yesterday. Titans were expecting a shootout. That's why they were so aggressive coming out on their first couple of possessions, because it was like, all right, we got to score, and we got to score early, because chances are, you know, with that quarterback and those offensive weapons, Kelce and the Cheetah and Hardman and all those guys, you know, they're going to probably match us score for score. That's what we expected, right? I expected that. I expected a basketball game on grass. We didn't get it. And thanks to, you know, Kansas City had something to do with it too. Like I said, they, you know, Mahomes didn't play well. They didn't protect him well. But Titans defense stood up yesterday. So getting off to that fast start combined with a good defensive effort, and it turned into what we thought was going to be a close back-and-forth game. It turned it into basically a laugher.
You know, Travis Kelce, 12 catches, you'd think, oh, he had, but only 65 yards.
Yeah, yeah.
Tyreek Hill, 9 catches, only 49 yards. They didn't let anything get over the top. They kept everything in front of them. They ran to the ball and made the plays. Pretty simple stuff, really. And so their playmakers were involved, but not to any kind of impact.
They didn't wreck the game. Yeah. You know, Kelce is a guy that can wreck a game. Obviously, Tyreek Hill is a guy that can wreck the game.
No splash plays.
Exactly. Well said.
What else do you have over there? Derrick Henry, the quarterback?
Yeah, the quarterback, Derrick Henry, had a great pass yesterday, and here he is talking about it.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely cool. Definitely happy that, you know, we're able to execute it and get in the end zone. Prue made a good catch, and, you know, I was happy I was able to get it over the top so he can catch it and, you know, touchdown.
You know, 29 carries. Are you worried about his load?
I'm sorry, what?
His workload? His workload, yeah.
No, I'm not worried about his workload. Listen, like you said, he was held under 100 yards yesterday, but, you know, Bullock kind of, you know, talked about this, Keith Bullock on the show last night, just the fact that, you know, they're able to run play action because they were selling out to stop him. And on the King Cat play, you know, he takes the snap, the entire defense just, you know, runs towards him, and he's able to throw that ball over the top to Mykole Pruitt. So he contributed in a major way. Didn't have that big 160-yard gain or the, you know, bust a 70-yard run or anything like that. But that's pretty effective because, you know, especially the plays like deep in their own end where they go play action and they hit A.J. Down the left side for that 46-yarder. That's set up because you're able to effectively use play action. And like you said, Patton, get your stud wide receivers one-on-one on the outside. You know, I'm throwing it up to A.J. Brown every time when he's one-on-one. If he's one-on-one, in my opinion, he's open. I'm throwing it. Same with Julio, obviously. So, you know, this offense is starting to look like what we expected it might look like during the summer. So and that's scary.
Patrick Mahomes, you know, when's the last time they didn't score a touchdown, right?
That was the first time that the Kansas City Chiefs failed to score a touchdown since Patrick Mahomes became the starter. It's also the first time he's thrown for under 250 yards in a game since becoming a starter.
Yeah, he's also 0-2 at Nissan Stadium.
Mike Keith was quick to point that out on the broadcast yesterday.
Right at the end, right? He was 20 of 35, 206 yards, a quarterback rating of only 62. What do you have over there, Patton?
Here he is talking about kind of, in his words, getting spanked.
I mean, you're embarrassed. I mean, you just got spanked pretty good. I mean, it's you were coming in here trying to build off momentum of the week before, and we didn't do that. So, I mean, it's just trying to find a way to get better for next week because you got to continue to get better and better in this league if you want to get to where you want to be at.
I just feel like he's trying to do too much right now. You know, he signed the $500 million contract, and I'm sure he feels like, hey, it's on me. But, you know, he can't do it alone. You know, offensive line. I think losing Clyde Edwards-Helaire has hurt this offense more than maybe we initially thought because not only is he a good between-the-tackles runner, he's a great, you know, weapon out of the backfield, and they just don't have, you know, the running game to kind of take pressure off him right now, and the offensive line is not protecting him.
Well, that gets us going this morning. A lot to get to. Predators fall to the Winnipeg Jets on Saturday, but then beat the Wild last night. Connor Ingram makes his NHL debut and does well. Philly beats Nashville SC 1-0, just a bad loss, and puts the Nashville behind the eight ball. We'll get to that. World Series is set starting tomorrow night. Of course, we have it right here, the Astros and the Braves. With that, Braves took care of the Dodgers Saturday night, won that series 4-2, and then Friday night, Astros took care of the Red Sox, won that series 4-2. Certainly take a trip around the SEC, college football. A 9 overtime, Illinois beats Penn State. Just a crazy weekend there. A lot of things to get to, plus your phone calls on an F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
Hi, I'm Vivica Fox. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been helping our best friends in their worst times, during hurricanes, tornadoes, and increasingly, wildfires. They're real heroes to these animals. But Mother Nature isn't the only danger that animals face. Sometimes it's human nature that's the greatest threat. Each year, more than 6 million beautiful, adoptable animals are being abandoned, and more than 1 million are euthanized before they can be rescued. These animals need heroes too. Heroes to open up their hearts and homes and to give them the love they deserve. Be a hero to an animal in need. Consider becoming an American Humane Rescue Volunteer or adopt from your local shelter. Visit AmericanHumane.org to find out how you can be a hero and help our best friends in their worst times.
Tri-State Forecast.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Showers, possibly a thunderstorm. Highs today around 71. Cloudy for tonight. Lows dipping into the mid-40s. Sunshine for Tuesday, high 65. Tuesday night, partly cloudy, 46. For Wednesday, mostly sunny. Highs near 71. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, this is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Patton Cook, John Burton, Greg Pogue at Patton underscore Cook at John Burton 32 at the Pokes, or of course, at Nash Sports Radio and all of our social media platforms, WNSR.com. Don't download that station app and take us wherever you are. The F&M Bank phone line, let's go right to it.
And now it's time for the NFL Roundup with our guy, Eric.
As we spin you around, the National Football League.
What's up, Eric?
Hey, guys. I'll tell you what now. I'm already starting to hear it. They say, what makes Eric so special that he gets bumped? Do you think that? I've got a lot of people mad at me.
Hey, man, you're our NFL guy. You're our Adam Schefter.
You're the only caller in town that has his own sounder.
That's right.
Well, I appreciate that.
We thought
guys,
about making one for Jeff and the Burrow, but I don't think it would be the FCC would like it.
No, it would be a building explosion.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to leave that alone, guys. But, guys, before we get to NFL, I actually want to talk a little wrestling for a minute, guys. First of all, congratulations to Moose,
yes.
New Impact champion.
Yes.
Congratulations to Mickie James, new women's champion. Also, congratulations to the Inspiration, new tag team champion.
Great to have them in Impact Wrestling. I'm really excited to have those guys, those ladies in the fold.
Also, apparently, we won't see the Good Brothers on AEW anymore because the open door policy has ended. So,
oh, the forbidden door has now been closed by Tony Khan.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And also, John, you may have heard about this. Next year, SummerSlam at Nissan Stadium, Nashville, July the 30th.
When did that come down? I didn't hear that.
I heard that this morning on another station. So SummerSlam is going to be here in Nashville at Nissan Stadium next year, July 30th.
Oh, that is fantastic. Wow.
In 2020, I'll Google it real quick.
Yeah. See if it's been, but, Wow,
yeah,
that's,
I'm definitely looking forward news. To get tickets for that next year.
Well, me and Jarrett was saying, you know, he wanted to get a committee together to try to get a WrestleMania here. I haven't talked to Jeff in a long time, but
well, a lot of people didn't think we would get a WrestleMania because they thought that for WrestleMania, like for instance, there in Dallas next year at Jerry World, they probably because of the stadium situation, they thought it was good probably for a SummerSlam, but not a WrestleMania, because I guess they would have had to do a lot of upgrades to the stadium or something. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, like you don't have to worry about the weather, obviously, in July in Nashville.
Yeah.
Well, that's great news, man. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I heard that on another station this morning. But definitely.
Yeah, you keep emphasizing that. Thanks.
Seriously, priced this morning. Now I'm going to get to the National Football League. So with the games yesterday, a lot of blowouts. Of course, they had a lot of teams on byes. So I guess the blowouts weren't expected, but definitely the Cincinnati-Baltimore game shocked me. I wasn't surprised Cincinnati win, but I did not think they would beat them like that. And you got to give props to Cincinnati. They've won so far the two division games on the road at Pittsburgh and at Baltimore. So they are definitely serious threats to make it. The only loss were to both NFC teams, Green Bay and Chicago, so we'll see a lot about them. But now on to the Titans, guys. I got to give credit to this for Kenny the Mailman, because I know he's listening to me bad if I don't say this, but he called me yesterday. He said this, and it's true. Who would have thought this? You could have went to money to Vegas last year and made a lot of money if you had made the bet that and the people were taking up on it. Who would have thought that the Vanderbilt Commodores would score more points than the Kansas City Chiefs? Wish that exactly happened.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, and also Derrick Henry throwing more touchdown passes than Patrick Mahomes, guys. But I tell you, great win, offensive, defensively. I definitely did not see that coming, guys. And I tell you what, just hopefully they can keep that up consistently, guys. And that's the one that I worry about. And, John, you're right. You can't forget about the loss of the Jets, because this team still had no business losing the Jets. And they gave up 54 to the Patriots yesterday. It's just – that's what just really makes it so frustrating. But certainly a great win, great game plan, offense, defense. I did not expect that yesterday and to do what they did, but you got to give them their props.
No doubt, man. I mean, I know the national narrative is more on what's wrong with the Chiefs as opposed to you know what the Titans have done in less than a week, beating the Bills and the Chiefs. But, you're going to expect that. You know, that's not a surprise to me. But, pretty amazing performance yesterday. You definitely have to give them their props. The Titans, it's a matter of, like, can they keep it up? And can they get healthy?
Yeah, because I thought they were either going to be flat, or I did think it was going to be a shootout yesterday. I didn't think they would hold the Chiefs to 3 points. But we are starting to get a little bit of talk in national media. A lot of people are saying they think we can get to the Super Bowl, but there's still some people not sold because of our defensive issues and the way we've performed in the past. And also,
you can count me among that group for now.
Yeah. And also, Stephen A. Smith just doesn't think, and he said it's no knock against Ryan Tannehill, but he just thinks the quarterbacks that we got in the AFC probably, which is true, they're a lot better.
Well, somebody told Stephen A. Smith to say that. That's not his opinion, so don't worry about it.
You're probably.
Yeah, why are you quoting him anyway?
Right. That guy doesn't know jack all about football, so. Anyway,
I think you're right, guys. But anyway, guys, again, great win, guys. I'm just really excited about it. Also, go Braves. We're happy. I know George has got to be over the moon about them. And there's the thing Buster Olney talked about, I guess it was over the weekend. He said that really that Astros would probably rather see the Dodgers rather than the Braves. He thinks that's going to be a more difficult matchup for them. But I definitely think the Braves pitching is better right now just because Astros, I think one of the best pitchers, of course, is hurt. But also, they, of course, got the hitting, but we're going to see. This is going to be a very, very interesting series, but I definitely think the Braves got a shot. Y'all take care. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, and I love Buster. We worked together, friends. He's come on our show many, many times over the years. He also thought it was going to be the Tampa Bay Rays and Milwaukee Brewers in the World Series, too, before the playoffs started. So, just saying. Anyway, tomorrow night, Charlie Morton against Framber Valdez. Yeah, you know the Astros, obviously with home field advantage, they're going to have they're going to be the favorite. But going back to Saturday night, Eddie Rosario, I mean, they traded the big panda, Pablo Sandoval, and he stayed like what, a week maybe on the Indians roster before they cut him. And Rosario was the MVP of the NLCS, had 14 hits, which tied the record for a postseason series. So. Yeah, I mean, the people they've brought in, we even go down to Soler's coming back from COVID. Just the people they've brought in. We didn't even talk about Rosario. What a pickup, you know.
amazing. And, you know, you needed somebody to step up once Acuna Jr. went down, and they did. And, you know, obviously Freddie Freeman doing his thing. Alves has contributed, and Austin Riley. And then you add Rosario to the mix. Pretty amazing stuff. And, you know, I think the Braves are like the lowest number of wins to make a World Series in I don't know how many years. And, I mean, you know, we said it all summer. You know, this team's too talented to be floundering around the way they were. And they picked it up. And you guys know this. Sometimes you just got to get hot at the right time.
Yeah, they're playing their best baseball right now. Yep. And you were seeing that.
I'll definitely be rooting for them because I definitely don't want to see the Astros win another World Series.
You know, and although Dusty Baker had nothing to do with the
deal. No, he didn't.
It's hard not to like Dusty Baker.
But but it's easy to dislike Jose Altuve and Correa all the cheaters.
All right, 615-844-5600. Back to the F&M Bank phone line. Hiram, what up, man?
Hey, guys. I want to talk about the Tampa Bay and Bears game. I got to tip my hat twice, Brady. For him getting a 600 touchdown and him doing that for that little boy that had cancer. That was a good job, and that's good for the NFL. And NFL, Eric, don't forget, Houston had a WrestleMania. Nashville needs a WrestleMania. And AEW needs to come to Nashville. Thanks. Have a good
night. All right.
I'm down with all that.
Yeah, here it is. WWE SummerSlam has announced Nashville is one of their pay-per-view locations, summer of 2022. It's going to be July 30th at Nissan Stadium. Other shows going to go to Atlanta, St. Louis, Dallas, Las Vegas, and a few other places. But Nashville with SummerSlam, July 30th. It's a big deal, huh?
That is a big deal on the WWE calendar. You know, their biggest pay-per-view, their biggest event is WrestleMania, which is every, you know, usually early April, right around the time of the Final Four. And then their second biggest pay-per-view, their second biggest event is SummerSlam. So that is a huge deal coming to Nashville. It should be great. You know, Vince McMahon loves to play the outdoor arenas and get and pack as many people in there as possible. And it's going to be a great event. It's going to be another great, you know, revenue generator for our city. I mean, you're going to get wrestling fans from all over the country and all over the world here. It may resemble what we saw during the draft, because people come for these big WWE shows, and it's going to be incredible. And we'll have to get my buddy Corey Graves on the phone from WWE, of course, who's a SmackDown announcer. And obviously I know a lot of people in WWE. So that will be a fun week leading up to that. And we'll definitely, as we get closer, get some WWE people on the show to talk about it. It's going to be a blast.
You know, I'm wondering, isn't the Music City Grand Prix like the first week of August? And they usually need a couple weeks at least to set up that. I mean, this is July 30th.
Right.
And
the Grand Prix was when? Like
the first weekend in August last year.
Was it August or September?
No, they won't go head to head with
football. You're right.
You got it for next year?
August 5th through the 7th.
So the following weekend is...
Indeed.
So they will already be building everything.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I mean, so we go from SummerSlam on July 30th to the following weekend, the Music City Grand Prix.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. You know,
Usher would say, man.
Yeah. Shift gears, Preds, Saturday night, fall to the Jets, 6-4, the first road game of the year. Sissons, Cousins, Yossi, and Tomasino with his second goal of the year. Saros, 23 of 27 saves, really wasn't particularly on. And then last night, turn around and give the Wild their first loss of the season. Preds are now 2-4, Wild 4-1, Preds winning 5-2. Connor Ingram, 33 saves, made his NHL debut. David Riddick in COVID protocol, the backup goaltender that was going to be his start. The NHL, he was drafted by Tampa Bay in the third round in 2016, but just now making his NHL debut and got a win last night. Roman Yossi, a goal and three assists. Forsberg, a goal and assist. Duchesne with three assists. Ryan Johansson with two goals. So, bounced back from Saturday night there at home. This week, two games, San Jose tomorrow night, and then the Islanders and Barry Trotz come to town on Saturday. So they needed that one last night.
Oh, boy, did they ever. Yeah, you're 100% right. And you mentioned, you know, just the goal scoring, helping out a goaltender that is making his first start for that particular club. And, you know, you mentioned the goal scoring. Johansson had a couple and Forsberg. And Tanner Janot finding the net as well. And so, yeah, it's something hopefully to build on because, you know, listen, it's 82 games, but a 1-4 start is not ideal. And so they get that win last night. You know, like you said, kind of right the ship a little bit, come back home, play, you know, play against San Jose, got a couple at home here, try to get, you know, at least some points, if not wins, and kind of, you know, hit the reset button on your season because not a good start.
You know, buying a car can be overwhelming, especially now the demand is back in full swing. Lucky for you, Edmunds has been taking the stress out of car shopping for over 50 years. Edmunds editors drive over 500,000 miles every year testing thousands of hours on hundreds of new vehicles. They review almost every car on the market and rank the best ones in each category so you can narrow your search and compare options side by side to find the best vehicle for you. And when you're ready, Edmunds makes it easy to find options in your area with accurate price estimates. And this is the cool thing about it. These editors are experts, right? And they do their top-rated awards based on extensive testing and a ranking process. Value is at the top, right? You want to know you're getting the good value for your hard-earned money. Fuel economy, technology, comfort, performance, all of those things go into what these Edmunds editors driving over 500,000 miles every year can do for you. So they do all that legwork for you up front. Edmunds is here to guide you to your perfect vehicle. Visit Edmunds.com to see their best car rankings and search for vehicles near you. That's Edmunds.com, E-D-M-U-N-D-S.com for cars. There's Edmunds. More phone calls. Steve, you'll be next. Coming up.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
No time to drive through? Get Slim's delivered. Our hand-breaded tenders, perfectly fried wings, southern sides, and even sweet treats. All delivered right to your door. Just order online or through the Slim Chickens app and select delivery. Whether you're driving through, pulling up for curbside service, or now getting it delivered, Slim's has you covered. Download the Slim Chickens app and order online.
With three locations in Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville.
Hello, this is Greg Pogue. The first time I met Tim Leeper, owner of Tim Leeper Roofing, I didn't know I needed a roof on my home, but I recalled meeting Tim as a huge supporter of Hope Hines' annual charity golf tournament, and upon further research at timleeperroofing.com, that his long-based mid-state company was a former recipient of Roofing Contractor of the Year in Tennessee. Now in these trying times, we all should seek a comfort level personally and professionally. So if you have roofing issues, either residential or commercial, I recommend Tim Leeper Roofing. Please give them a visit at Tim Leeper Roofing.
Hey Nashville, get ready to party Smashville style. On February 26th, the Nashville Predators will make history with the first ever outdoor NHL game in Tennessee as they host the 2022 Navy Federal Credit Union NHL Stadium Series. The Preds will take on the back-to-back Stanley Cup champion Tampa Bay Lightning in front of 70,000 rockin' fans. Visit NHL.com/stadium series tickets.
It's a Bill King Show.
Whether you like Alabama or not, you're witnessing an unparalleled, unprecedented run. You're living it. You're watching it. You have memories that are deep of it. To be that dominant, you don't get to see that through the years that much. But this right here is crazy. This right here is off the chart. Can't believe it's happening, and they're not slowing down.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Sports
Radio, WNSR. 615-844-5600. I gotta twirl that 5600.
Yeah, I don't like that. Don't do that again.
5,600. It's like a little child, right? Yeah. Steve, good morning. What's up, man?
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, when do I need to come by to get my Strike and Spare Studios World Series tickets? That comes along with the sponsor.
Oh, I got them right here in my hand. I'm waiting. Yeah.
Yeah. No, they're, okay. They'll be down there at Will.
Yeah, I'm
call
looking at them right now. It's in an envelope that says Steve. No,
no, they're under. They just drive down there and get them. They're at Will Call.
Okay. Yeah, just go to Will Call. Yeah. You're all set up, man. You're all good.
Y'all got a block.
Ask for Tommy. Tommy's our guy.
I logged on to their website. I think they go on sale to the general public tomorrow morning at 9 our time. It let me get in a queue, but it said I was behind 2,000 plus other people.
That's not bad. But seriously, if that's all you're behind. You know, the season ticker, the season ticket holders are going to be season tickers.
Season tickers.
That's, I'm
hey, man, ticker. I'll go down there and give me a World Series ticker, man.
Are you making fun of Steve?
No. Of course not. I would never do that.
No, you know what, though? I looked at it because obviously it's going to be Friday, Saturday, if necessary, Sunday. And, man, you know, Friday, just no way because I got, you know, the next day I've got the prep show the next morning and I got TSU homecoming Saturday.
Greg, play like a champion.
If it were the Brewers, I'd be there. Okay, I'd be in Milwaukee this coming weekend, all right? And I'd be doing the game remotely from the third row.
That'd be kind of awesome.
Yeah, no one would know the difference probably. But anyway, but it's Sunday night. You know what? If it were a day game Sunday, I'd take that trip down, you know, drive down in the morning, see the game and be back. But Sunday night, that game will last for – and you won't get back till what, 2 or 3 in the morning or spend the night, so I can't do that. I think it'd be neat to go to a World Series. I hadn't been to a World Series game since Patton was just a gleam.
Just a gleam, man.
85 World Series.
82. I went all 7 of them. Hadn't been to one since.
Did you go to the 82 series?
All 7 games. All 7 games.
You were in the building for all 7 games?
All 7 games.
Wow.
82.
That's awesome, bro.
Yeah. Went back to St. Right? Louis with a 3-2 lead.
You must have been on fire that series. A young Greg Pogue, the World Berries, St. Louis versus Milwaukee. Oh, yeah. Mm. You're getting it done.
Oh, yeah.
You're getting the J-O-B-D-O-N-E.
I had a little lady friend in Milwaukee.
I bet you did.
Uh-oh.
I could say that now. That was long before I met my spouse.
There you go.
I hear they have some nice clubs there that clothing optional there in Milwaukee, right? Is that where you're?
Yeah, you know, I could have made it back then. They wouldn't, you know. If I show up with my thong, they could.
Why? People are having breakfast right now, man.
Well, I don't know.
Why do you want to plant that visual in their head?
Why is Steve taking me there? Oh. What do you want, Steve? Tickets? All right. They're at Will Call. Go get them.
I don't even know why that thought came out of my mind. But
really?
Anywho, it'll be interesting.
Let's pivot, shall we?
You know, I'll be honest with you. Are you telling me there's a nude club in Milwaukee? I did not know that.
I don't even know if there. I've never been to Milwaukee, so I need to make the trip. They make good beer.
Apparently so.
They make good beer. So hopefully the Braves will – hopefully it'll be a good series. So they play the first two in Houston.
Right, tomorrow night, Wednesday night, travel Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, off Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Okay. I was kind of hoping that Pujols would have been the last guy up there. That would have been cool to see him. I don't know if he's going to retire or not. He was on deck there.
He probably should at this point. I mean, what more does he have to accomplish? You know, he's made a ton of money. He's won a couple of World Series. He's had he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. I mean, you know, he's got that dad bod now. You know, he should probably shut it down.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We might just go down there and hang out in the battery. So it's fun just being.
It is, and who knows? Maybe you know.
The atmosphere is going to be amazing.
Yep. All right, boys. Well, I guess Vandy played this weekend. I didn't keep track. Did they play?
Did they?
Yes, you darn well know they played.
They got 100 yards offense, I think.
Yeah.
I didn't see that. I didn't think Mississippi State would just run up and down.
What was the deal with Leach having his backup quarterback and shotgun and going four wide with under a minute to go, chucking the ball down the field?
It's what he does.
I mean, Lee didn't seem to have a problem with it. We'll ask him on Thursday when he joins us, but, you know.
It's well, if you don't like it, stop him.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah,
I don't like it.
Not good.
All
right, well, I'll let me know which we'll call window those tickets are at. All right,
yeah, it's at Turner Field.
Sweet. Turner Field.
Yeah, they go to Turner Field.
No. It's at Atlanta Fulton County Stadium.
Yeah, Fulton County.
In Turner Field, a football stadium?
Yeah, Georgia State plays there. You know, a little trivia, the very first college football game Georgia State played there, and it wasn't totally, reconfigured, they played TSU. And TSU won, and Georgia State ended up going.
That, yeah.
And Georgia State in the Summit ended up going to a bowl game later that year. Mm-hmm. But I called – they hadn't moved the press box where you'd like be sort of on the side. I called the game from the baseball press box, which was in the end zone. So when the teams were on the other end of the field, I actually was calling the game off the Jumbotron. I mean, I'm not lying.
Great angle.
It's like, well, it's the only thing I could see. And apparently now I'm used to it.
Should I park outside there and leave my car unlocked?
Yeah, it'll be safe. Yeah. Oh, great neighborhood there, right outside Turner Field there.
Yeah. Oh yeah, uh-huh. It'd be fine.
Yeah.
Ask for Cabeza. He's a buddy of mine. Whenever I go down there, he parks my Cabeza. You know Cabeza. Cabeza will take care of you, man. Just ask for him. Tell him you know me. He'll make sure your car's safe. Don't worry about it.
Be sure to take your brother too. Y'all need to take me
to the golf. Yeah. Take me to the golf club.
Well, see, what is up with you, Steve? Do we need to get you a date? What?
I guess so.
All right. See you, man.
See you, Steve-O. Be good, brother.
Strip club reference and the nude club in Milwaukee, all in one call.
Yeah, and you in a thong. Yeah. Enjoy your breakfast out there, Nashville. Good morning.
615-844-5600. I don't know why you would, but go ahead and call if you want.
Yeah, right.
There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Their app is simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same game parlay, and exclusive always on promotions such as enhanced odds boost on the biggest events to let you get your action out of every game day. And when you win, they even get your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. Just place a bet on any game and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back if you do not win your first bet. Seriously, if you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, what are you waiting for? Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started and be sure to sign up with promo code TAS, the afternoon stretch, so they know that I sent you. Again, that promo code TAS. That's FanDuel Sportsbook promo code TAS.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. That's 800-806-9554.
The fans are back and Bridgestone Arena is full. 17,159 Preds fans in gold. Watch your Nashville Predators take on the San Jose Sharks and New York Islanders live from Smashville. Join us October 26th and 30th. NashvillePredators.com/tickets to secure your seat now. We need you there, loud and proud. It's the Preds against the Sharks and Islanders. NashvillePredators.com/tickets. Let's go, Preds!
We prevent engine problems by changing the oil in our car. But when it comes to our hearts, we often wait until there's a problem. Why wait for problems when you can be preventative? Soltea is a patented tea extract that can help reduce cholesterol and help maintain heart health. I have friends who have been taking Soltea for years, and the results have been remarkable. And they owe it to Soltea. Don't wait for a problem. Come to soltea.com/radio and start taking care of your heart today with a special 25% discount exclusively at soltea.com/radio.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR SkyScan forecast. Today is going to be partly sunny with a high of 66. It'll be partly cloudy tonight, low 48. Sunshine Saturday, high 72. Sunday, stray shower to start, otherwise sunny. Utilizing the resources of the Motherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
What a patent! What a bag! Are you moving? What? Look at that bag he's got over there. It's like he's got like a small child in it.
That is such a millennial backpack right there, man.
Team USA, baby, USA.
USMT.
No, just well, turn around, let me see. Turn around, let me see the logo. It's got a logo on.
Just a proud American. Nice.
U.S. men's basketball.
Oh,
backpack.
Yeah. Got the Nike swoosh there. Got the USA men's basketball logo.
That is. Can I have it?
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
How much would one of those run me there?
They were $60 at the Nike outlet in at Opry Mills.
Well, okay. Not bad.
Love that place.
Promo
there
code
a lot.
Nothing.
Promo code General P.
Mm-hmm. Cook it. Plaster says, book it, we do cook it.
Promo code P Cook.
Philly won, Nashville SC nothing, only one shot on goal, and the winner was a penalty kick. And the standings now, of course, New England's run off and hit from everybody, 70 points. But Philly with 49, and now Nashville SC with 49. Their 13 wins to 11 makes them in second place. Mm-hmm. Nashville is in third. Orlando, two back with 12 wins. And Orlando will host Nashville SC Sunday. They got to go to Cincinnati Wednesday. Tough loss. No Mukhtar, I know, but still didn't get a lot done.
Not ideal. Possession was pretty even, 50-50 both sides, but Philly, they had 14 shots. I believe six of them were on target. You mentioned it, only one shot on target for Nashville SC. Walker Zimmerman did not start in the game, came on as a substitute, but I thought the defense, it wasn't really anything they did. They had the one mistake, the one penalty inside the box, thus getting the goal, but creativity-wise, nothing really going. They played three at the back, kind of moved more into five at the back. And kind of the issue when you play three center backs is if you don't have a ton of possession, that quickly turns into a very defensive formation. Not a lot of people in the midfield to kind of get up and attack the ball kind of on transition. But just not ideal. You mentioned last week we had the Predators fan base kind of in meltdown after losing the first couple of games. The Nashville SC fan base is in meltdown because They haven't really played good soccer in about a month and a half.
Did they peak too early?
I you could argue that right now. They haven't won a game since the middle of September. They did not win at all in the month of October. So right now, you're about a couple of games away from the postseason. This is not the form you want coming into it because you've got teams right below you right now. And you mentioned Orlando. You're tied in second place. You could easily finish fourth or fifth if they don't close out these couple of games. But we'll see how things stack up. One thing I will say, when adversity does strike, usually Gary Smith is pretty good in the foxhole, us against the world mentality. So I think if a bounce back game is going to come, it would be because of Gary Smith and kind of his mentality in practice in the coming games, but not ideal at all.
Hmm. Well, I just think not having Hani Mukhtar, you know, affects you not only from an on-field standpoint, but also psychologically because he's been so clutch. He's been such a money player. And, you know, you're in a tight game on the road against a team that's chasing you. You need a guy like that, you know, in your lineup. Fortunately, he wasn't available. We all know why. You know, we can question why or whatever. But, you know, I can understand some of the angst of some of the Nashville SC supporters because, like you said, they haven't really played good soccer in about a month or so.
And really, the game plan, I thought, I mentioned it, 0-0, I think, was the game plan. When you give a goal up that early, it just throws the game plan.
Why do you go into a game plan for 0-0? I don't know that mentality.
Well, when you're missing your best player and you've got a team as hot as Philly, you're on the road, it's give what you can and get out of there.
Yeah, let's just survive.
Yeah.
Ake Loba, you know, his first start since mid-August. There was such a ballyhoo, you know, all the money, and we got this guy coming in from Mexico and yada, yada, yada. Ake Loba.
No rhythm. He's got no rhythm heading into the postseason. When you don't play him as much and then you throw him into a game like this and say, take his home.
Yeah.
There's not much,
you go,
he can,
big guy. Yeah.
Not much he can do on that front. So I felt bad for him in that category. I think it's all going to be about next season, because this season it's a wash for him. He's just not got the rhythm, hasn't been able to practice and kind of get integrated with the team. But they're going to need more than just Hany Mukhtar this season and this postseason if they want to do anything in come November.
You know, when I hear somebody say he doesn't have any rhythm, I think of the opening scene of The Jerk with Steve Martin on the porch with his black family, and they're all jamming, and he's over there. Just thought I'd tell you.
Yeah, Rory Johnston does a great imitation of that, although I think that's just naturally how he moves. Love you, Rory.
Hey, coming up, 10:25, Teresa Walker, your phone calls. Got to take a trip around the SEC, get caught up with what's going on there, and certainly your phone calls.
I'm Jim Ryan. Jury selection begins today in the federal civil trial over the white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, 4 years ago. One person was killed, several more were hurt. Frances Haugen, the Facebook whistleblower who testified before Congress, is now testifying before British Parliament. She alleges that Facebook puts its profits over the safety of its users. Before President Biden heads overseas later this week, he's working furiously to get the infrastructure plan passed and to close the deal on the social services bill. That's been scaled back considerably from its original.
Proposals like tuition-free community college scrapped, the amount of paid family leave reduced. They want something to show before the president leaves for this big European trip on Thursday. He's got this big climate summit in Glasgow, Scotland. He wants to be able to point to a big win back home there.
ABC Chief White House Correspondent Cecilia Vega. Biden visits New Jersey to sell the plan today. Pfizer's COVID vaccine for children ages 5 to 11 could be authorized as early as this week. This is ABC News.
Fever is the leading symptom of COVID and the flu, and the only way to reliably detect it is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Be sure to seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet, the faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
Golfers, it's time to tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops for the Callaway Apex Trade-In Event running now through October 31st. Bring in any of your old clubs and receive a 50% trade-in bonus towards new Apex 21 irons. The Apex, Apex Pro, and Apex DCB are designed with artificial intelligence for faster ball speeds. Swing by and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
And now Absolute Contracting Plus LLC, our premier full-service exterior expert, is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. This message is from Absolute Contracting Plus LLC, backed by over 20 years of experience and an A-plus rating on the BBB. For residential or commercial roofing, siding, or gutters, call today at 615-788-5031 and online at AbsoluteContractingPlus.com. Absolute Contracting Plus LLC, proudly saluting our troops and veterans.
Behold!
It's the single greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios, welcome back to the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel and by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Ow. Now, here's Greg Vogue and News Channel 5's John Burton.
It is hour number two of the big show. I'm going to give us a call, please do. Coming up in about 25 minutes, it will be Teresa Walker, Associated Press. I got to say happy birthday to Big Joe. Big Joe's birthday. Of course, he's
Big Joe.
He needs all the attention he can get.
Happy birthday, Big Joe.
You know.
Big Love
Joe,
you, bro.
Big Joe's birthday.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
good on him.
Yeah, he's sort of like you. You celebrate June, right? For your birthday.
I pretty much celebrate all summer.
Yeah. So, anyway, happy birthday, Big Joe. SEC over the weekend. I don't know. I mean, do we really need to break down? You know, Tennessee was in that game.
They were
for a while, and it was just a touchdown down in the second half, at 31-24, and then bang, 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 three straight touchdowns and. You can't tell me that Nick Saban doesn't know what the spread was.
Because
that last touchdown covered it.
Yep.
Alabama 52-24 over Tennessee. Tennessee, I'd say this, probably did about as good as they could. Does that make sense? Because when Alabama put the hammer down, it was over.
It does make sense, Greg, but it also, you kind of feel like, you know, man, a couple things go a couple different ways, and we may be having a different conversation. But, yeah, they hung in there for a while, and like you said, things just got out of whack in the fourth quarter. Hooker threw that interception that was that really to me was the ball game, and Alabama was kind of scuffling there for a while.
Yeah. Tennessee played all right, you know.
Yeah.
And
it's weird saying that when the final score is 52-24, but you're right.
But you're sitting there down 31-24, and in the game, very much in the game, as well.
Problem was Tennessee couldn't run the ball at all. That was the biggest thing, and Alabama was able to make them one-dimensional.
I didn't see any of the Mississippi State Vandy game, and I don't guess I missed anything unless you're a Bulldogs fan. 45-6.
There's really nothing to say about it. We can move on.
Yeah,
Ole
Miss beat LSU 31-17. Ole Miss only has one loss, right? Alabama has one loss.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama loses again. Ole Miss runs the table.
Yep.
Ole Miss is going to Atlanta.
I was going to say, we could be looking at Georgia Ole Miss in the SEC championship game.
And Texas A&M blows out South Carolina 44-14. Nothing there. And Arkansas over Arkansas Pine Bluff 45-3. So here's what only four games this coming Saturday.
That's weird.
It is weird. Well, this past weekend only had five.
Yep.
You know, I guess everybody getting their bye weeks in and everything.
Cocktail parties this weekend, right?
And there's no 11 o'clock. You got two starting. You got 2:30 and 2 at 6. There's no early game at all. The first game of the day, Missouri at Vanderbilt on the SEC Network at 2 o'clock. Spread, Missouri at Vanderbilt.
Missouri minus 21.
17.
I was going to say 17. Dang it.
I believe you, John.
I would have nosed it.
But – Missouri's not that – I don't know what to think about Vandy. Anyway.
Well, Missouri's not that good, but, I mean, it's, you know.
Georgia.
I'm not even going to finish the rest of my sentence.
Georgia, the cocktail party, 2:30, the CBS game. Georgia.
You're not allowed to say that anymore.
Georgia. Damn it. Cocktail party, cocktail party, cocktail party.
Yeah.
All right.
Pogue, you're a rebel.
You're that's me.
Rogue Pogue, ladies and gentlemen.
I even drive a Rogue.
I know.
Yeah, so –
You should
Pogan
switch
a
out
Pogan a Rogue.
You should switch out the R and put a P there. Promo code Greg P.
Georgia, Florida. You got a spread on that one over there?
Georgia minus 9.
14.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Ole Miss at Auburn. That is 6 o'clock on ESPN.
I'm going to say Ole Miss minus 3.5.
Yeah, it opened. Auburn opened as a 1-point favorite. Ole Miss now 2.5.
Okay.
And Kentucky, 6 o'clock, SEC Network, Kentucky at Mississippi State.
That's an interesting
game. Yeah, that is. I don't know what to think about Mississippi State. Kentucky, we know pretty much what they are.
Yeah.
Pretty darn good football team.
But, you know, Kentucky's got to go on the road for that game. I'm going to say Kentucky minus a field goal.
No, Mississippi State's a 1-point favorite.
Wow, okay.
So it's sort of a pick 'em in that one. Mm-hmm. It's homecoming down in the borough. MTSU will host Southern Miss, 2:30 spread. And good win, by the way, Friday night MTSU. MTSU just went up and blew out UConn. 44-13. Watched a lot of that game.
I think I picked UConn to cover that game, didn't I?
I think I did too.
Yeah. Well,
how'd that work out?
I owe Stock an apology. We'll talk to him Wednesday.
He's moved on.
No,
It's
all right, John. Don't worry about it.
Not bad. You got a spread in that one, Southern Miss at the MTSU?
No, I have no idea. 15, just give it to me.
15. And we will have a doubleheader Saturday. I guess I can say this. I hadn't conferred with the boss, but, of course, we have Braves and Astros World Series. Saturday afternoon, 2:30, pregame, 3 o'clock. It is homecoming for the Hilltoppers as well. They have Charlotte coming in, mm-hmm. a 20-point favorite. So that game starts at 3 o'clock. Baseball's not to 7:08. So we'll be able to get both.
It's funny. You and I are both old enough to remember, Patton, you won't believe this. They used to have World Series games during the day.
Oh, when I was in school.
Yeah.
We would sneak in transistor radios. Oh, and I would run. I would have it in my pocket and run the line up into my and up through. And I'd wear a turtleneck, mm-hmm. and then run it up into my ear and listen to the game. Yeah. But a lot of teachers were cool. They let us watch the World Series during the day.
Yeah, they used to have World Series games during the daytime, which was pretty amazing back then. And I remember, you remember that Dodgers-Montreal Expos NLCS game? I think it was 1981.
I was out of school by then.
Okay, it was 1981, and that was the game where Rick Monday hit that big home run in the top of the ninth to give the Dodgers the win. And it was on a Monday, as a matter of fact. So it was
this was me with elementary, though.
This was okay. I was like in middle school.
Because in high school, I'd just go watch the game.
Yeah.
So
it was in Montreal, the old Montreal Expos, old exhibition stadium in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. It was real cold that day. Rick Monday hit the home run, and I remember our principal was giving us updates every half inning, and then I was able to go home and watch the rest of the game. And I saw Monday hit that home run. I just remember there were big, meaningful playoff baseball games actually played during the day. It was a
different time
back then, young man.
During the day in 1969, I was 12 years old, so that'll tell you something. Anyway, just don't do the math, believe me. What are you, 12? You're what, 6th grade, 7th, maybe somewhere through
12th
there?
12th is like 7th.
So I remember actually being in class listening to the Mets. The amazing Mets and the Baltimore Orioles in that World Series on my transistor radio.
Wow.
Yeah.
You didn't get busted? You got busted.
Well, yes and no.
Okay.
I did. We were watching it on TV, and then, of course, I had to comment on everything. I guess it was a precursor to what I was going to be doing, and I pissed off the teacher, and the teacher told me if I said another word, he was going to paddle me. And so I went an inning or two without saying another word, thought he had forgot about it. And I said, man, that was a good play, deep in the hole, you know, digging that out, getting a double play like that. That's, you know, 12 years old. That's something, you know.
Yeah, pretty observant of you at 12 years old, I would say.
I still got the paddle. I still got the, you know, they don't paddle anymore, right? In school.
No.
And the teacher, after class, pulled me aside nearly in tears and apologized.
Really?
Yeah. He said I just made him mad. And he lost his temper and wore me out.
It happens.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like you can't do that today. I mean, my first grade teacher was Mrs. Stopper, and she was – all the students were deathly afraid of her because she had this beautiful mahogany stick. And if you got out of line, you got a whack on the butt from the mahogany stick. Everybody feared the mahogany stick. Now, I got it a couple of times.
Mrs. Stopper.
Mrs. Stopper. Catherine Stopper. I'm sure.
I dated a few girls that had that name.
So hold up the stop sign. I'm sure she's long left this earth, but she was one of my favorite. She turned out to be one of my favorite teachers, and she, for whatever reason, took a liking to me. But, you know, when I got out of line, I got that mahogany stick right in the touche.
You know, I have a fear of wigs.
Wigs?
Yeah. I was in the third grade, and an older teacher, Mrs. Harrison, I had a question. And so she came to my desk, and I'm sitting on my desk looking down at what's on my desk. And she leans over, and her wig falls right on top of my
papers. My God.
And
How old were you?
Third grade.
Oh, my God. What a traumatic experience
and I
for a young
and
child.
And I screamed. I thought the woman's head had fallen off.
Yeah, you're just a little kid,
And she picks her wig up and puts it back on. I go,
man. Away you go.
So I'm scared of wigs. 615-844-5600, the F&M Bank phone line. Dane, good morning.
Dana, Dane!
You brought it.
Dang.
I'm a little under it today, man. I had to muster everything I had for that. For you, Dane, I did it for you.
Yeah, I was down there in Tuscaloosa Saturday night, man. They made it interesting for a while, but Tennessee just don't have the horses. You know, our roster's down to about 61. Did y'all know that?
Yeah, you lose, 20-something through the portal, right?
28.
28, yeah, wow. Through the portal.
Wow,
yeah.
Dude.
And a lot of them impact players.
And you factor in injuries and grades and whatever else, and that's what you're looking at. But, you know, it was pretty good for a little while. I find it interesting, you know, when Alabama plays a lot of times, I find this interesting. They only had one holding call for the entire game, Alabama.
Well, they don't hold.
I don't know about that. He gets 8 seconds back there in the pocket about every snap. So, I mean, I don't know. But anyway. But it was a pretty good atmosphere. That's a lot better crowd down there since they moved those games from Legion Field, because I went to a bunch of those games in Legion Field too. But that's a better crowd. But I will say this: I let a few Eskimos fly to a college student after the game. We were waiting on the shuttle because we had to tailgate about a mile and a half away from where the stadium is, and drunk college student walks up to me and he goes, "Hey man, you got any golf balls?" I can't. And of course I let him have it. He walked off.
What'd you hit him with, one?
Well, I told him, man, I said, if I had one, I'd hit you with it. But, I put a few other choice words in there because I was just standing there minding my business, you know, and there was a handful of Tennessee fans down there, but not many. And, you know, it'd been a heck of a lot more if we start winning. But I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid on Heupel yet, but I have opened the package, and I'm about to dump it in the water pitcher. But I ain't got there yet. But I'm liking what he's doing. What do y'all think?
Yeah, you know, listen, the offense is exciting. You know, a lot of big plays from the offense. Looks like, you know, you found a quarterback in Hooker. You know, I see a lot of really good things. I mean, at least they're playing an exciting brand of ball. They're not winning as many games, I'm sure, as Vol fans would like. But I see the future, and it looks bright. If Heupel can get the time to get his players in here, you know, get rid of some of the Jeremy Pruitt slop that's left over. And, you know, it's a fun offense to watch. I like it. I like the up-tempo. They got to get a little bit better defensively, but I can understand you being a little cautious given, you know, what's happened over the last decade with as many coaches that have come in and come out. But you know, he's signed to a long term deal, so he's going to be here for a while. So you know, I would feel good if I was a Vol fan.
Yeah, and if you want to play in an offense, mm-hmm. and you're a receiver, quarterback, I mean, that's it. Now Tennessee sitting there. Overall 4-4, right? So they need to get 2 wins to get bowl eligible, which I think would be a success, right?
Yes.
All right. They got it. Okay. They're off this weekend. They got to go to Kentucky. Let me just get them all of them at once. Go to Kentucky. Got Georgia coming in. Then you got South Alabama. So that puts you at least at five. And then Vandy, the last game of the year, they're going to lose Georgia. So they will neither need to beat Kentucky on the road or Vandy at home to get bowl eligible. And I think we all thought this team could get
beat South Alabama. If they, where are they at now? I even lost track of
South Alabama.
They need to win two more.
Right. That's what that's what I'm saying. So go ahead and count South Alabama as a win. That puts you at five. Count Georgia as a loss. So that puts you at 5-5. You know, obviously with all the total, we're good doing them. Then you got at Kentucky a week from Saturday, and the close Vandy at home. And you got to figure they'll beat Vandy probably, but who knows? So you got to win. You either got to win at Kentucky or beat Vandy to get to bowl eligibility.
Well, they need this bye week, but boy, nobody had the Titans pick to win yesterday, did they?
I had them plus the points. I thought it was we were saying that we thought it was going to be a field goal game either way. Right?
Yes, exactly. That's what we were saying. Yep. Didn't see 27-3 coming at all.
They tore up Jack. I really couldn't believe that. I thought they could beat him at home, but I didn't think they'd run him out of Nissan Stadium. But that's kind of what they did.
No, it was 24-0, and what the yardage was two. At that time, at 24-0, it was 259-35.
You know, any Titans games that I ever go to, we can't. And I went 5 or 6 years. I never missed a home game over there. In fact, I used to go to Tennessee on Saturday and go to Titans on Sunday, but it got to be too much. But it was just tiring. And
yeah, that's a hell of a weekend, man. By Monday, your butt's dragging
too. But the thing is any Titans games I ever went. Seems like I ever went to we can be down with 2 minutes to go and two scores and you're like, oh, we can probably still win this game. But they never put anybody on the shelf, but they put them on the shelf yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, masterful game plan defensively. You know, offensively they got off to a fast start and was able to just kind of, you know, coast in the second half. Kind of, you know, I know Vrabel was not happy with the execution in the second half, and neither was Tannehill. We ran that bite earlier, but yeah, I did not foresee a rocking chair win for the Titans against the Chiefs yesterday.
And you can put Indy away. Now, if Indy wins Sunday, they're only one game back in the standings.
Right.
And they looked really good last night. Carson Wentz looked good. Jonathan Taylor's a legitimate. I think they're getting healthy. They played well defensively, got after it. So I think Sunday's going to be – I mean, it's a pick'em game. I didn't see the end
of that. I fell asleep. I couldn't.
Yep. Yeah, Wentz hit Pittman late to put it away, and it was a rainy, sloppy game. But
it was raining. Good Lord.
It was really coming down. But you're right, Greg. Yeah. If they beat the Colts on Sunday, that's pretty much the knockout blow. You can pretty much chalk up the division, and now it's a matter of seeding in the AFC.
I'm going to let somebody else talk, fellas.
All right, well, thank you.
Thanks,
Dane. Well, thank you, Dane, and that will be me telling you about Jacob the Electrician. He's on the air saluting the brave men and women of our U.S. military. Their tireless efforts shall never go unnoticed. This proud salute brought to you by Jacob the Electrician, providing quality service and pride. Call today, 615-753-6611, 615-753-6611. That's Jacob the Electrician on the air saluting our troops and veterans. They are professionals who care. Take a break. Coming up after it from the Associated Press, Teresa Walker.
Have you been struggling with a drug or alcohol problem for a long time now? Listen to me. You've got time off from work right now, like a lot of other people do. So why don't you use that time off and put yourself in an environment, get away for 30 days, where you can get clean and sober. I know it's crazy out there right now, but you may never get this time off again. So use it. Use your insurance from work. Pick up the phone. Make a free call. We've got facilities near you that can help you get clean and sober. So here's the choice. You either sit home, drink, party, make your problem worse, or you pick up the phone right now, make a free call, find out if your insurance will pay for your treatment. Would you rather be clean in 30 days or a train wreck? Choice is yours.
Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325. 1325.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
Tri-State Forecast.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan Forecast. Today, cloud showers and maybe a thunderstorm at the midday, then mostly sunny in the afternoon, high 72. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, low 46. Tuesday, mostly sunny, high 66. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Back folks, John Burton, show presented by Omni National Hotel, Goggin, Coldwell, Patton Cook. We're hanging out here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Associated Press writer, Hall of Famer, Teresa Walker with us every Monday right now. Hello, Teresa. How you doing?
Morning, T.
I'm doing pretty good. Probably not as good as the Titans right now, but, you know, I'm doing okay.
Hey, I had the Titans minus 21. Big deal.
Yeah, we all saw 27-3 coming yesterday, right, T?
I'll say this. I said on a couple shows later in the week that I thought the Titans would win. And I thought that, you know, because the Chiefs defense, I mean, I'm sorry, you're giving up 29 points a game. That's not good. And, you know, comparatively better than the Titans defense is strange as, and we're not used to hearing that. But yesterday, no, did not see that coming. Guys, this is an offense that had, you know, a team that had scored 20 points in the first quarter all season. And one of those touchdowns was, you know, Kevin Byard's, fumble return in Jacksonville. So the offense was responsible for 13 points over six games, and they go into yesterday and, you know, 14 points, just simple domination, particularly in that first quarter. I mean, think about it. I mean, you know, you have the opening drive cast by Derrick Henry, and you know, credit Todd Downing, Ryan Tannehill for getting, you know, the guys that we thought were going to make this offense run, A.J. Brown, Julio Jones, Derrick Henry. And, you know, Henry caps it off with the touchdown pass out of the Wildcat. And I really want to see that play run again because Ryan Tannehill was wide open out on the left side, right? So I got a feeling we may see that again at some point in the future. And then the second drive was even more impressive. You know, they're backed up at the, you know, and end up going 97 yards. And the key play in that one was the 46-yard pass to A.J. Brown that was initially called an incompletion. And it's like the instant I saw that, it's like, it's a catch. He got the ball. He took two steps. He goes down, and the ball goes out of bounds.
He took four steps, actually, I think, T.
Exactly. Ask Dez Bryant, you know, if that was a catch. And, you know, for all the fussle that was, you know, the NFL came back and eventually said, you know, yeah, that was a catch. So, you know, and they, you know, Vrabel challenges it, wins the challenge, which, you know, Vrabel doesn't challenge a lot for the, you know, some calls because he understands that sometimes you're not going to get them to overturn things. But this was so, you know, obvious that, you know, with, you know, got him to look at it and it's like, yeah, messed up. That's a catch. And then caps it off with a TD pass to A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown, 133 yards receiving yesterday after not being able to practice Wednesday, Thursday because of continuing issues with food poisoning. And, you know, Ryan Tannehill, guys, he completed the last 10 passes Monday night against the Bills and then completed his first 11 passes on Sunday. You know, it just feels like this offense is really starting to click together. You know, maybe some moving parts. You know, there's been injuries. There's been this. There's been that. Todd Downing, first-time coordinator with this team, you know, trying to just get everything into a rhythm. They certainly came together in that first half. And then defense. I mean, think about it. 4 sacks and 3 turnovers against that offense. They never let the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes start, you know, pulling off his, you know, his magician moves where, you know, finding guys open and getting the ball down the field. They made his day miserable, so miserable that, you know, after that 4th sack, he was just laying there on the ground. He needed a minute. And then Andy Reid's like, you know what, I'm not going to risk him anymore, you know, and waved the white flag and sending in Chad Henning. So if you were at that game, watching that game, I hope you enjoyed it because those don't happen in the NFL very often.
You know, several things. I like that they came out in rhythm. You knew that the Chiefs and exactly what they did, they were going to sell out to stop Henry. 29 carries for 86. I think as long as it was, 11 maybe?
Like 11, 12 yards, something
14,
like that.
Something, I don't know, in that range. No big break like we often see. But and then, Bo, coming out in rhythm, 21 of 27, 270 for Tannehill, a 105 passer rating. But the Chiefs never really adjusted to that. And just weapons everywhere, and certainly A.J. Brown. And I think what we're going to see with Julio, some big moments early. Julio Jones needs to be healthy in December and January, not necessarily in September and October. So I think this is about what we're going to see for Julio Jones until we get down the stretch.
Well, exactly. I mean, you know, he made some big catches, and, you know, and then, you know, don't. You know, it's like having a Ferrari. You don't have to take it to the grocery store all the time, right? You want to take that out when you're going out for a nice drive, and then you put it in the garage a little bit, polish it up, and keep that engine tuned up. So, but we did see what we needed to see out of A.J. Brown yesterday was, you know, that's the game that, you know, the last 2 years absolutely made us believe was not just possible, but, you know, you get greedy for it. You want to see A.J. Brown doing that more often. I mean, guys, looking at a picture, I'm writing my analysis of the Titans today, and as I look at the picture of him on that touchdown, the DB had his arm in there. You know, he had that left arm right up in there trying to break up the catch, and A.J. Brown still holds on for the ball, for the touchdown. I mean, that's what, you know, and that's the difference. That's what the Titans for so many years did not have, a number one receiver who, when you throw him the ball, he's going to catch it and he's going to score. And you know, we saw that yesterday out of A.J. Brown. He looked more like himself yesterday than maybe he has all season. So, you know, and yes, you've got that threat of Julio Jones using some, and, you know, but Greg, I can't disagree with you. I mean, you know, this is a team, you look at the standings today, especially in the AFC, Cincinnati, Las Vegas Raiders. Those are teams that have, you know, they're having to deal with playoff pressure that they're not used to, particularly the Bengals, right? And this is where the Titans, with their experience, having been to the playoffs the last 2 years with Mike Vrabel, 3 of the last 4 overall, this is where you can start to, you know, build some momentum and take advantage of that experience. And, you know, this is probably why the Jets game may end up hurting in December when it comes down to seeding. But, you know, it's also a good point in that one thing, Titans didn't get too excited yesterday because while they know that they just beat the Bills and the Chiefs within 6 days, they also remember that Jets loss, and that could be a very helpful thing as we move into the second half of the season.
Teresa Walker at Teresa M. Walker on Twitter, Associated Press. You know, John Robinson, and rightfully so, when players are bust, it comes right to his lap. But then when again, he pulls people off the scrap heap and they hit, you know, this time last week, Greg Maben was on the practice squad for the Cardinals. Of course, he had been here earlier. Bobby Hart on the practice squad for Buffalo. Both of those played significant minutes yesterday, and they weren't even on the team until Wednesday. So you got, you know, great, even a Dane Cruikshank sighting as well.
Yeah, he played really well yesterday.
Dan Cruikshank led the team in tackles yesterday. Bobby Hart played 42 snaps.
Yeah.
Think about that. You don't have Taylor Lewan because of the concussion. Kendall Lamb comes in, turns an ankle, and suddenly you're turning to a guy that you just brought in on Wednesday. And they managed to – think about this. The way those guys – you know, Roger Saffold went down a couple times. Nate Davis, you know, went to the sideline. And yet they just keep finding ways to mix and match and get pieces in there. And, you know, Ryan Tannehill is no longer the most sacked quarterback in the NFL. He can see it from there. I think he's won off of that. But, you know, they're finding a way to do what they need to do offensively, despite a revolving door on the offensive line, which, you know, credit to Keith Carter and yes, that front office for finding people who can come in and contribute immediately.
T, what about Mahomes? You know, I've been hearing the rumblings, underground rumblings have been, the league has figured him out. If you play that cover two shell, man underneath, make him sit in the pocket and, you know, think like a quarterback instead of a spectacular athlete with a rocket arm, you can beat him. And we saw that yesterday. You know, it's, you know, the from what I'm hearing is don't blitz him. He wants you to blitz because he knows he's got one-on-one. When you play that cover two shell, he has to think, and it's pretty obvious, A, he doesn't trust his offensive line, and B, he's – I can't believe I'm saying this, but he looks a little skittish in the pocket, and not just this game. I've seen it in other games too.
Well, he is tied with Trevor Lawrence for the most turnovers in the NFL this season, you know, through seven games. I mean, he's got the most interceptions that he's had. He's had one interception in the last 6 weeks, and I mean, he's, you know, this is a guy who had done not turned the ball over the last couple years, right? You know, he had nine interceptions already. It's a little crazy at this point, right? But here's the thing. It feels like Tampa Bay in the Super Bowl showed the NFL the way, right? You know, remember Die Hard 2? You know, that one, you know, they blows up the bad guys and the Flyer shows the rest of the planes how to land. Well, the Bucs seem to have shown the rest of the NFL how to attack and defend Patrick Mahomes. The Buffalo Bills on that Sunday night game a couple weeks ago, Leslie Frazier did not blitz once. And that's the thing. Why blitz? I think the Titans may have blitzed once yesterday, and yet they still got four sacks and plenty of pressures. You know, they got after him and they kept him there. And you saw that. I mean, you know, JB, I think you're right because you watched him and, you know, he's used to running out and finding someone open and flicking the ball and making magic happen. And, you know, he throws the ball to the receiver and yet David Long's there to get a hand in on it. And because he was running, you know, it's not easy for guy, linebackers and DBs to plaster guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jack Rabbit Jenkins told us last week, the key to this guy is you've got to plaster on the receivers. Well, they did that, and he tips the ball, and Rashawn Evans makes a great catch. And then Kevin Byard, when Patrick Mahomes is running out there with the ball, not great ball security. He had the hand on the ball, but he didn't have it tucked up against, you know, 3 points of pressure, what coaches want. He didn't have that. He had one. And Byard comes in there and just bats that ball out of there. And then from that point on, you know, they were playing catch-up. And any team trying to play catch-up, you've made them one-dimensional. That's what the Titans did yesterday. And, you know, he ended up with 206 yards passing. Meaningless stats in the
yep.
end because the only thing that mattered, 27-3. The first time in Patrick Mahomes' career that they did not get a touchdown on the board offensively. That's how good the Titans defense played yesterday.
Did you say you put plaster on a receiver?
I don't think I can cover anybody.
Okay.
T, you mentioned Kevin Byard. What about him, man? Well, you know, last three games, you know, the scoop and score against Jacksonville and the interception, big interception in the Monday night game against the Bills. You know, you mentioned the caused fumble he had yesterday on Mahomes. It looks like he's back to being that ball hawk Kevin Byard that we're used to seeing where the ball finds him and he's making plays after what was a really frustrating year for him and his entire defense last year.
Doing what he's paid to do.
Exactly. Yep. It paid very well, I might add.
Paid very well, but, you know, the impressive thing is with the changing faces in that secondary,
yeah.
You know, last year it was, you know, it was even worse last year, right? And it almost felt like maybe he was trying to overcompensate at times. He kind of recovered and remembered exactly what he does and what he does best. And he's being himself even as the faces around him keep changing in that secondary. And, you know, it's been impressive to see. You know, that's his instincts. I mean, shoot, his instincts back to MTSU. He has a nose for the ball, and he gets around it, and he breaks things up. And if he's not catching the ball, so it's fun to watch him. I mean, he's tied for third. It's a knot with three interceptions in the NFL right now. But, you know, even though he didn't get a pick yesterday, he certainly created a turnover yesterday. And, you know, the Titans, who turnovers were a big problem for him, you know, team that led the NFL in turnover margin a year ago, well, they're climbing their way back up now. They're at minus one. If not for the interception, they would have been even. But that's got them into the middle of the pack of the NFL after being down near the bottom. So, and if you want to talk about the bottom, the Chiefs, you know, thanks to the three turnovers against the Titans, they're down there at the bottom, kind of looking up at the rest of the NFL with the Jacksonville Jaguars.
They're going to be lucky to get a wild card this year.
The Chiefs?
Yeah.
It's early.
Listen, I had this conversation with my husband last night. These are the five-time defending AFC West champs. They played in the AFC Championship game the last 3 years, back-to-back defending AFC champs. You can't count them out. But, J.D., you mentioned that offensive line. As much as Tennessee Vol fans love to see Trey Smith starting at right guard,
Yeah. He's
starting next to another rookie at center. And while they've spent all this money on Tyreek Hill, all these guys that they've given money to, the offensive line is showing some issues. And you mentioned Mahomes not seeming that confident in his offensive line. When I look at the schedule for the rest of the Chiefs season, and I see Green Bay, Dallas, two games against the Raiders, another game against the Chargers, who's already beat them this year, I think the Chiefs are going to miss the playoffs this year.
Wow. Yeah.
So I might be wrong, but I don't think they make it.
Colts on Sunday looked pretty good last night in a driving monsoon and got the job done there. And with Taylor emerging as the running back, well, right now he's one of the top five running backs in the league. And it's a pick'em game Sunday. And the thing about it is you could put some distance, but if you lose to the Colts, they're only one game back.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously with nine games to play. So I'm just saying this is, you know, don't throw a parade. What Vrabel, and I think every player came out.
Vrabel sounded pissed off yesterday at the press conference.
And every player, I guess, said this. We didn't win the Super Bowl today. I guess that was the note that they handed out.
And that's a good attitude to have. You haven't accomplished anything yet.
But Indy Sunday will not be easy.
Well, it's an absolutely crucial game on Sunday because, as you mentioned, you lose. And all the momentum of having won three straight, five of the last six, you know, all the panache of beating the Bills and the Chiefs, then that kind of disappears when you know, because suddenly you're in a fight in the division again. And, you know, the one thing that, you know, yes, I know the Titans won the last 2 years up in Indianapolis, but, you know, I think Titan fans with longer memories remember the misery that the Colts have often caused the Titans over the last two decades. So go up there, get a win. You know, this four-game stretch that they're in, you know, you're right now you've assured yourself of going 500. But if you can get at least three wins going into L.A. That Sunday nighter against the Rams in another week, that's what you want to be doing as the Tennessee Titans. They can't let up the gas right now because guess what? Look around the rest of the AFC. Nobody else is either.
Teresa Walker at Teresa M. Walker on Twitter every Monday with us. Thank you, Teresa.
Thank you, Greg and Jonathan.
See you.
Thanks, T.
I twirled the T again.
Yeah, you did. I told you, don't do that again.
I won't. I don't, because it doesn't sound very good. Anyway, let me tell you what does sound good. Sam Sports Girl on the air saluting the brave men and women of our U.S. military. Their tireless efforts shall never go unnoticed. This proud salute brought to you by Sam Sports Girl. Call the pros at 615-824-0505. 615-824-0505. That's Sam Sports Girl on the air saluting our troops and veterans. They are people who care. We're wide open to the top of the hour. You want to call us on the F&M Bank phone line? Here's how to do it. 615-844-5600.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change.
If you test your blood sugar four or more times a day and inject insulin three or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-915-3052. 800-915-3052. 800-915-3052. That's 800-915-3052.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. That's 800-668-0042.
When it comes to baseball and softball equipment, nobody beats Hit After Hit. They have uniforms to batting cages to private lessons, all the way down to field maintenance equipment. With over 800 styles of gloves and over 1,500 wood and aluminum bats, they're located at 705 Air Park Center Drive. Phone number 615-399-2287 or go online to hitafterhitonline.com.
If you're tired of the same old company holiday party or would like to reward your team with a fun night out, then Strike and Spare Family Fun Center is the place to be. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center specializes in group events, no matter how big or small. So contact the locations in Tusculum, Donelson, Hermitage, Murfreesboro, or Hendersonville to reserve your event. Plus, Hendersonville and Murfreesboro offers bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. Visit them online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center, where fun is bowling.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and the season of Kyle Larson continues. Ninth win this year, third in a row. And up next is Martinsville Speedway, which is going to be crazy. He's the only one locked in for Phoenix. Everything else is up for grabs. So you grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Kyle Larson, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
Every single weekday right here.
Radio WNSR 615-844-5600. That gets into the F&M Bank phone line. Hanging out in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Patton Cook, John Burton, Greg Pogue. Do I have an around the NFL sounder for me? Because Eric has one.
Just Eric.
Okay.
Just Eric.
All right.
Yeah. You don't get one. I don't get one. If I don't get one, you don't get one.
Are the Bengals, are we believing in the Bengals?
I am.
At 5-2?
I am. Count me as a believer. I went into Baltimore yesterday, smacked around the Ravens. You know, Joe Burrow was establishing himself as one of the best young quarterbacks, one of the best quarterbacks, period, in the NFL. And
416 yards.
Him and Jamar Chase have a real connection there, and I'm telling you, I think they're only going to get better. You have to say they're for real. And if you look at, real quick, when you look at their division, you know, I don't think Pittsburgh's very good. The Browns are struggling. Baker Mayfield's hurt. You know, they won Thursday night, but, you know, they got injury problems. And the Ravens, yeah, they're 5-2, but a lot of smoke and mirrors with that 5-2. I think the Bengals are, dare I say, the class of that division right now.
Yeah, Chase, you mentioned Jamar Chase, 8 catches, 201 yards.
Is that good?
Burrow, 416 total with the 3 touchdowns. I tend to agree with you. I think the Bengals are real.
And kind of the question coming into the draft, they had Ja'Marr Chase and then that Sewell, that big offensive lineman. And right now Ja'Marr Chase is what the Titans hope Corey Davis was whenever they drafted him at 5, and Jamar's just come in, and that rapport he has with Joe Burrow, it's taken zero time. Of course, had it in college, but they have not skipped a beat at all.
And remember back in the summer, and they said, oh, this guy's going to be a bust. He can't catch the ball. Yeah. How's that looking right now?
Well, he caught it 8 times for 201 yards is how it looked yesterday. Yes. Hey, Arthur Smith, give it. I thought the Falcons were just going to be like off. They're 3-3 and playing some pretty good football. They go in and win at Miami. Miami's just awful. And what's going to happen?
Yeah, I don't know
there.
What's going on with Brian Flores there,
well,
man.
And but the Watson thing just is like a big cloud over the top of them. How bad are the Panthers that your Giants can beat them 25-3?
Yeah, I don't know what that says. I can tell you this: Sam Darnold was absolutely atrociously bad yesterday, and Daniel Jones, you know, had some guys banged up. You know, no Saquon, no Kadarius Toney, no Kenny Galladay. You know, Sterling Shepard was supposed to come back, but he got re-injured in warmups. Daniel Jones, he ran, he threw, and he even caught a pass. You know, he did what he could. So, hopefully, a step in the right direction for my G-men. But yeah, Carolina is fugazi.
Yesterday, just for amusement only, the Patriots were only a 7-point favorite over the Jets. I just thought that was a gift,
right?
Yeah, and it was one of Brad's top plays, too.
Because listen. Belichick hates the Jets. He likes to embarrass them any chance he gets. And, you know, you saw that on display yesterday. And unfortunately, Zach Wilson, who's giving Jets fans some, you know, reason for hope, hurt his PCL. He's going to be out a few weeks, maybe a month.
And Mac Jones just keeps on rolling. He looks like the real deal. 307 yards and a couple touchdowns. Packers blow out the football team 24-10. The Rams... They had to score a couple late touchdown or a late touchdown and field goal to pull away from the Lions. You had to think of that, of course. Goff returning, Stafford against his old team had 334 yards. All right, are we buying the Raiders at 5-2? They beat the Eagles yesterday 33-22. Are we buying the Raiders?
I'm not buying or selling. I'm gonna put a hold on them for now. I got to see because they're riding off emotion. You know, everything that happened with Gruden and him getting let go, and you know they're playing good ball right now. Can they sustain that? That I'm officially a hold on the Vegas Raiders.
Bucks, the Bears are awful. My gosh, they're awful.
Which is good for my Giants because we have their first round pick next year.
Then they're gonna be right there. Cardinals, they just keep on rolling. Beat the Texans, who doesn't? But anyway, 31-5 yesterday. But still, 7-0, the only undefeated team.
Yeah, man. And Kyler Murray, what, 3 more touchdown passes yesterday? I mean, he's at the top of the MVP talk right now. And, man, you know, you look at what the Cardinals did, guys, and basically, you know, they had the one coach whose name I can't remember, and they drafted Sam Rosen, and they were bold enough to realize, hey, this isn't going to work. Fired the coach after just 1 year, got rid of Sam Rosen, brought in Kingsbury, brought in, you know, Kyler Murray. Everybody thought they were crazy. But, you know, in this league, you got to have some stones, you know, sometimes to make some bold moves. And look how it's paying off for the Cardinals right now, 7-0.
And the Browns, banged up Browns, they just did what they had to do to beat the Broncos. Just win and get out of there, right?
Yeah. You know, Case Keenum did a nice job of managing that game. D'Ernest Johnson had a big game running the football. This, of course, back on Thursday night because, you know, both Hunt and Chubb were out. And, like I said, that was a survival game for the Cleveland Browns. We don't know the status of Baker Mayfield. They got the Steelers coming in on Sunday. That's going to be a bloodbath because both teams probably playing for their seasons in a large measure in that game coming up. So that's a game I'll be keeping an eye on this week.
Obviously. You don't tell him who it was that 1 year?
Steve Wilkes.
Steve Wilkes.
Thank you, Steve Wilkes.
Yeah, yep. 3-13.
Yep, and they said, nope, you're gone.
Yep.
Rosen, you're gone. And everybody thought they were crazy, and look where they are now.
Yeah, I didn't think Kingsbury had gotten fired, right?
Yeah.
On the collegiate level.
I was like, this guy can't coach in the NFL. What the hell do I know?
Yeah. Really. Anyway, we'll do this. You want to take a break, John?
We have
one more to go.
Let's take a break, and we'll come back. We'll do one more segment, and then we'll close out the show.
We'll
How about that?
Yeah, we'll wrap it
let's
up.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
Hey, this is George Plaster. As some of you know, I've set up the Plaster and Friends Celebrity Bowling Night presented by Gish Sherwood and Friends Monday night, November the 29th at Hermitage Strike and Spare. Proceeds from the event will benefit Last Minute Toy Store and the Martha O'Brien Center. Those are two charities that I am really excited about. Here's the way you can get involved. Simply go to celebritybowlingnight@gmail.com. Again, celebritybowlingnight@gmail.com. There will be a 6 to 8 p.m. shift and an 8 to 10 p.m. shift. You select which shift you want to be in. Each foursome will play two games, and each foursome will be paired with two different sports celebrities. Cost is $200 per person or $800 for a foursome. I'm not promising great bowling, but what I am promising is a fun event you will never forget.
Hi, I'm Marcus Scribner. The way we treat others affects us all, and that includes the way we treat animals. Cruel treatment of animals overseas led to the pandemic crisis, killing a million people worldwide. Environmental destruction, pollution, and poaching have killed endangered wild species. Our world today is a poorer place for people to live and inhumane for both people and animals. To fight back, American Humane created a 10-point plan to help animals, people, and the world we share. From ending the dog and cat meat trade to universal humane standards for farms, zoos, entertainment, and animal transport. Together we can make a difference. Join the fight for our animal friends. Go to AmericanHumane.org today and sign our new deal for animals. For a kinder, safer, and healthier world for all of us.
If you have roofing, siding, or gutter needs, A&R Roofing is your one-stop solution. A&R Roofing combines the small-town values you trust with the big-league quality required to get the job done right. If you have an old roof that needs replacing or one that has storm damage, A&R Roofing can provide you with a free inspection. They specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofing, and custom copper roofing. A&R Roofing can also take care of your siding needs, whether it's vinyl siding, hardy board, or board and batten. Call Bob at A&R Roofing, 615-389-1916.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. Today, cloud showers and maybe a thunderstorm at the midday, then mostly sunny in the afternoon, high 72. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, low 46. Tuesday, mostly sunny, high 66. Utilizing the resources of the Motherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Got a few more moments, and then we're 88 out the gate. Adios, Kazoos, from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. You off today, huh, John?
Yeah, off TV today. I got house cleaning to do, man.
You know what? If I were single and making, you know, packing like a mining mule like you are,
yeah.
You know how my house would get clean?
Yeah, you hire somebody
with a paycheck.
I hired somebody back in the late spring, early summer. They did a great job, but.
Make you feel bad, though, guilty a little bit that you're single and you got to get somebody to clean up after you?
A little bit, yeah. If we're taking a deep dive, if I'm being honest with you and our audience, you know, yeah, But they did a really nice job. So
maybe once just to come by and just get it down to the total clean.
That's what I did.
I hired
some people to come in and just. Well, actually, no, because remember some of the issues I had with my complex.
Yeah.
They actually provided that as a comp.
Oh, your complex. I thought, where you live.
Yeah, well, you know me by now. We've been working together almost 2 years. You know what a complex individual I am.
Saints and Seahawks tonight. That's got a chance to be a good one, doesn't it?
No,
Saints
are Geno Smith. Come on, it's Geno Smith starting for the Seahawks, man. I'll check it out. It's a Manning cast tonight, so that's good.
But is it really?
Yeah, but it's Geno. It's Geno Smith, bro. Geno Smith and crab legs, you know? Eh. I mean, I'll pop it on and keep an eye on it. But, if you're going to watch it, tonight might be a good night just to do the Manning cast because I don't think the game itself is going to be all that compelling. Do you?
Well, first off, the spread's only 4.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's got a potential to be a pretty good game, right? Am I off base?
I don't think so. Jameis Winston's
Geno Smith.
Yeah, but Jameis has been pretty indifferent this season. I've got Alvin Kamara on my fantasy team.
Okay, there you go.
I've been too hot with him this season, so I'll be tuning in for that aspect. But
right,
I'm kind of indifferent on how Jameis has kind of done this season. I don't know if he's done enough. If the Saints were to have a chance to get a quarterback this upcoming offseason, I don't think he's done anything to say he's nailed down this job just yet. But I would tune in for that aspect.
Can I remind you that the Saints lost to the Giants?
That's true. I was going to remind you of that, as a matter of fact.
So, I mean,
at home.
The Saints are not world beaters.
No, they're not.
You know,
no, they're not.
And they got blown out by the Panthers.
Yeah, they did. So, they got spanked.
You know, their wins, obviously that very first game, but I think that's an aberration. Packers would win that game now, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, Rodgers was just like, all right.
So they won by a couple touchdowns in New England. And they beat the Washington football team by 11. So it's not like they're out there setting the world on fire.
You know?
So anyway, they're 3-2 with a loss to the Giants and to the Panthers.
Yeah, for me, this one is a, you know, fantasy player or gambler who's trying to make up for a tough weekend, trying to get back on track, or, you know, prison inmate game. But like I said, I'll keep an eye on it. And don't forget, it's Manning Cast tonight. Check it out.
I'll take the Saints plus the four. I mean, the Seahawks plus the four.
At home?
Yeah. Yeah. Seahawks plus the four.
You believe in Geno Smith, huh?
No, I don't. I will take the Seahawks plus the four. You want it?
You want to bang it? You want to bang the Seahawks? Let's bang it.
Let's cook it.
Let's bang it.
Let's cook it.
No, we're going to bang it.
Instead of book it, you bang it, I'm going to cook it.
1-800-BANG-IT, 1-800-COOK-IT. Mm-hmm. Call our hotline right now.
Plaster has his book it. We've got our cook. Patton, cook it. Cook it.
All right. Well, I'm going to bang it.
Bang it then, John. My
God. Bang it. C-Town knows what I'm talking about. Shout out C-Town. I stole it from that Cleveland show I listened to.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, when they do their picks, they bang it.
I was wondering. You know,
yeah, Risen Hammer in the morning. Right. Yeah, they bang it.
Well, good. You've said that like 14 times.
You want to bang it?
30 seconds.
Greg, you want to bang it? Patton, you want to bang it?
17.
You don't want to bang it?
18.
Let's bang it.
19.
All right. Radosky.
Steve Martin.
Promo code Greg P.
Yeah. Steve Martin.
Steve Martin.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah. Well, we are limping to the line.
You said Silence of the Lambs?
Uh huh.
Steve Martin.
Patton, don't you start.
No, do start.
No,
Patton, I want Patton. You in on this.
No.
I brought you in. Once you get in this thing, there's no getting out.
Well, be sure to check the John Burton and Patton Cook show tomorrow morning from 9 to 11.
JB and the General.
JB and the General. All right. Coming up this afternoon, Plaz. He'll be all...
He'll be in a good mood.
Oh, man. He'll be geeked up with his Braves in the World Series. Also, the afternoon stretch with Zach and
Who
Bruno
cares what kind of mood they're in.
And Radosky.
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 Radosky!
Bang it! Anyway... Thank you for listening.
Seriously, we mean it.
Thank you so much.
Bang it!
Jimmo next.